Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everybody, brothers and sisters. This is Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip, tonight, speaking up with another social scientific topic. Tonight's topic is about the demonic behaviors, the spirits of demonic people looming this earth. You know, because, I don't know, maybe we can change the times, but from what I see, they're all coming out of the woodworks nowhere, out of nowhere. What I'm trying to wonder and figure out, is it just me? So, as I start this show tonight, I want you all to understand that, you know, it's a lot among us and a lot of things that we see and we hear and we look at in other human beings' behavior, and it makes you wonder sometimes, is that really them or is it just the act? But then it gets kind of serious and it borderlines really like demonic type of spirits and behavior. So I was just wondering, because you can recognize some telltale signs, and my experience being around of late, a lot of people that it's coming to the forefront. Like, certain things you can kind of dismiss and overlook about people when they have certain personality traits and different things about them, but there's some aspects, certain things that behavior dictates inside of a person is when things are done deliberate and things that's really them. That's what I try to distinguish and decipher. You know, because first of all, when you check out the behavior of some people, you got to understand it's like too many red flags and telltale signs that they do. One of them, they're always angry. They always talk negative. And they have no remorse when they hurt you. They always wear a scowl on their face. They're very vindictive. And they never forget what happened, especially when it happens to them. They hold a lot of grudges. They enjoy when people hurt themselves by mistake. You could hit your head up the side of a tree or a pole, and they just laugh and be so elated and so happy, you know, and they have this sneaky, like a demonic laughter when they have it, like good and bad that happened to you. So it's kind of crazy because I don't know, and I ain't never been around a company of human beings that behave that way. I mean, really civil human beings is happy within themselves, you know, and understand that, hey, that's just a human mistake or what have you. There's nothing to laugh and gloat at. Most of the time, they really feel good about it. So I don't know. Maybe it's just me and I done gotten older, but you know, I've always thought and felt in my heart that behavior is without judgment. And when we show a certain behavior without judgment, I can understand or really try to rationalize where your behavior comes from, where's its origin. And sometimes I understand people go through trauma and been hurt and certain personal things in their lives, but at the same time, I don't suggest to hold on to it or get over it, but I'm just saying get better at it. It don't have to be illustrated as that. That's your whole DNA and that's your makeup. And when I do, after years of experience and learning, I find that out, I run for the hills. Because it won't never get any better, it just get worse. And the more you associate with them, then the empath, they'll suck the life out you if they're letting them. Because I've never encountered being, not just in a relationship with other women or with even just friends alone, that whenever you're so nice to a person, they punish you for it instead of rewarding you. So they got it to a point that I made up in my head, I don't think God made human beings that way. I think it's more or less the fallen angel. Because if it happens so many times, I mean, that's, I guess, who they are. So I just want to be looking out and being aware of my surroundings and everybody else is and their surroundings, because it's very important to not just let things, you know, be hidden under the table, because it can be damaging later. So I'm just trying to give myself and everybody else a heads up, because, you know, it doesn't help you. You know, first of all, it's bad enough that you're wasting time. But then when you start getting a little bit further beyond that, you waste your time. Money ain't the issue, because as long as you live, you're going to make some money. You know, you're going to waste your energy. That's what's more important, because you could have been on, been somewhere and done better. So basically, that's what the point that I'm getting to is that, hey, there's so much toxicity going around in these days and ages, and it seems like it's all right, and that's the norm. But as I explained last week's show, I'm old world, I'm not old school. And for one, I don't have the tolerance or the patience for it. So I'd like to just try to stay away and be happy. Because around these demonic spirits and people, it seems like they'll never be happy, never be loved. You know? Because the closer they get to you, they will try to suck the life out of you. Then they become parasitic. And then they'll try to make you lose everything that you ever worked hard for in your whole life, man. To act like they really accomplished something instead of concentrating on progressing within their own personal lives. So it's kind of crazy. It's really reckless and it's appalling. But to be aware is to be wise. Always remember. And when you encounter people like that, best thing to do is run for the hills, because I've never seen people not envious, because, you know, envious is a good human nature. That's healthy, you know. You can always say, man, I wish I could play like him on the ball court. Man, I wish that I could be in a position to do certain things like that. But jealousy, that's part of, to me, a sin personally, because it should be no way that another human being be jealous of another human being when we all bleed the same. You know, we all use the bathroom the same. We all laugh the same. We all cry the same. So it's like they can really, really be jealous of you and you don't even know it. They're condescending, patronizing, manipulative, no empathy, no accountability for nothing. Really always the victim when you think about it. Like my mother used to say at home, Mississippi Quips, they'll throw the brick and have the hand. So it's crazy. But like I said, when you recognize these things, I think it would be in your best interest to run for the hills. Because the longer you stay, the more it's going to take a piece of you away. And hey, because whenever you're in a situation that you might have a boss that's that way, a regular friend that you always hang out with, you know, and even in relationships, the most, I mean, supposedly intimate relationships, when you find yourself with someone that would rather be promiscuous instead of being intimate, you have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not no drug dealer, and you won't get your fix off me now that I learned, you know how the game go. Because let me keep the purpose of us even being together, if it's like that. Or I'd be better off just going to Vegas and buying a woman. Just get that desperate. But I'm just saying humanistically that it don't go that way. I mean, you give, you take, the yin and the yang. Sometimes if you give more, you get more. It's just the fact that a lot of people with these demonic ways and their behaviors, man, you know, it's like they want to trick you to either be like them or they mad because they couldn't be like you. And they light stealers. I call them light stealers because certain people with their personalities have a certain light about them that, hey, it's like the crayfish in a bucket. You know, if I can't be like you when you try to get out the bucket, I'm going to try to either pull you down and hope you can tilt the bucket over so we all can be free. You know, go like that, man, because I don't know about you all, It ain't like every fall I'm gonna meet a new class of people in school to where, hey, I can make new friends. So I'm kind of really, really apprehensive. And I just want to be sure that I know who I'm talking to, not who I'm talking at. Because when it comes down to it, I'm 58, I'll be 59 in May. Hey, man, if anything, I'm just trying to ride the tide and be happy. And that has to come from the things that I do, such as this show tonight, that I do every Wednesday night, and the people that I surround myself with. I mean, you don't have to go to Harvard, you know, and even if you're on the low end of the totem pole, hey, if I want to be down with you and be your friend, I want to be down with that. And we can be down. I don't need no future faking. I don't need no gaslighting. I don't need nobody just saying things just to be saying things. So, first of all, we have to get these demonic type of behaviors and spirits away. Because that's to the soul. That ain't just to the surface. And it scares me because I don't have too much time and too much room to encounter that type of thing. Because I always look to be just who I am. Everybody be who they are. We can have a great time. That's it. I don't like mud on the tracks. But the reason why I'm speaking on this topic tonight, because as I say, as every time I do the show, I feel like an alien or somebody out here lost. So, yeah. So basically, that's it. For real. So, hey, that's just something to think about. And that goes for everybody. So, you know, it'd be in the best interest to observe and be aware who you're around. So, that's what I'm trying to put a bug in everybody and my ear as well. So that's how we'll go from there. That's just how we'll go from there. So, you know, I would like to know some of you all thoughts. I'm just warming the topic up. Once I can get some more callers and you can tune in, we can elaborate. We can see some different points of view and different light from other people. Because I know I ain't the only one in this world and on this earth. So I really, really appreciate if we all can have a discussion about this, so I won't be so critical or hostile or make a hasty generalization or bad assumption about something. And if I do, and if you do reply and respond, then I won't be so quick to not judge, but quick to just write it off once I see some red flags. Because it's hard to distinguish really what's inside somebody. So, I'm just looking forward to it and figuring it out. So, that's basically it. I hope you all enjoyed your evening and your day from work or whatever you do, because, hey, this is the cool time of the evening where I can run my mouth, you know. And, hey, we can elaborate on a few things and just basically just talk from there. But, you know, I have a caller right now. I'm finna tune in to this caller and see what your thoughts are about the subject tonight. Demonic behavior and spirits of sad people. Okay, we're going to try this caller right now. Hello? Hello, caller. Hello? Hello, caller. You on? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Hey there. How's everything?
Good.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's all right. You hear that you called. So, about the topic tonight, I was just wondering, you know, was there any type of elaboration that, you know, I'm speaking on that you understand?
I didn't hear what the question was.
No, the question was tonight, the show and the topic is on demonic people and their behaviors and their spirit. Yeah. So
I guess I would say negative people. Negative people tend to be, you know, more so either a victim or they're gonna be, you know, a hero from their mentality. They won't ever be the problem. And a lot of times when we are so critical of others, we have to tend to look within, check our behavior, because judgment is so easy that we can walk around, look at other people and, you know, see everything that's wrong with them, what they're doing, how they're speaking from, you know, top to bottom. And we won't be as critical of ourselves because we'll always have the patience with ourselves and our crap. So we'll have a reason to justify it for some reason. But for me, I just feel like you should treat people with the respect that you want in return. And most often you hear people say respect is earned, so they make it optional for everybody until, you know, they get to know them or the person is dressed in a certain way, conducting themselves a certain way, have a certain amount of zeros in their bank account. It's something that has to impress them before they feel like the person is worthy of respect. And when respect is left out, anything goes. So that's just what I see.
Okay. Well, see, here's the thing. You know, I understand that, but at the same time, I've always thought that behaviors are without judgment because most behaviors are learned. You know, I mean, it didn't fall out the sky and hit us on the head and say, yeah, this is the way that you're going to do it, how you're going to treat people. So,
yeah, but we also respond to our pain. We tend to want to protect ourselves from being hurt. And in the midst of believing that we are protecting ourselves from being hurt, we are hurting someone else by doing the same things we don't want done to us. But we give ourselves a pass because, hey, I got the upper hand. If everything that's being done wrong is working in my favor, then why not do it? Why would I change it? But the moment it's not working in their favor, they can see how wrong it is.
Well, they crap foul in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left, and you've been getting away with it all game. But the thing is that basically, you know, like I said, a facade, a funny facade and a fake facade, that's on the surface. But when it starts harboring into this is how people really are, it's not about a protection. It's about a survival. To just stay away from them because, like I said, I never want to get to a point to where I'm punished for being good. And I say this a million times. It goes back to what my mother told me when I was a kid. You know, she used to have the saying, I'm not going to lose twice. And I used to ask her, what you mean by that? She said, why should I feel bad when you and I know I've treated you good? If anything, you should be the one mad because you would never, have anybody else in your life to treat you as good as I have. So you should be the one mad. And that's one of the creeds I lived down my whole life. I mean, if it don't work out, you know, even with God friends as well, I don't trip. I'm not going to lose no sleep or no hair about it. It's just the fact that, you know, sometimes when letting that stuff get exposed or being in contact with situations like that, like I said before, you feel a little bit more hard on yourself for letting your guard down that much and being that vulnerable. But if all else fails, you can just run for the board. You know?
I wouldn't say it's necessarily letting your guard down when you know what it is that you want. You know, from a relationship, whether it's a relationship with your loved ones or if it's a relationship with your mate, when you know what it is that you want and you're serious about it, you have to take a chance. And then taking that chance, it allows you to be vulnerable. So then you're going to you have to, you know, be mindful because when we first start something new, we're excited about it. You know, we're curious. So we tend to overlook the red flags that are there, and we tolerate it for whatever reason. You know, I don't really like this, but maybe they didn't know. I don't really like that, but, you know, maybe, you know, they did this because of this. You know, we give them so many passes until now we're frustrated and we've had enough. We've allowed it to build up, tolerating what we saw that we didn't like from the beginning. So that's the thing when you're getting to know somebody. Usually in relationships with a mate, it goes so quickly to intimacy that now our judgment is clouded, you know, because of, you know, the sex. Our judgment is clouded, you know, because of the nice things that they're doing for us. It's usually some form of benefit that we were missing, that we give ourselves a pass. You know what, I don't really like this, but I'm going to tolerate it for this reason. I'm going to tolerate it for that reason. And before we know it, we have allowed ourselves to be used and abused and disrespected in so many ways. When we knew that it was wrong, we knew that it was something we did not want, but look up and blink of an eye, and it's like, how did I get here? You stayed too long when you should have, you know, got out at the beginning, the first red flag.
True, but maybe we just entertained with the thought of lust and a fascination and imagination of really finding not just that person that you would like to be with, but somebody that you might think that had a potential to build something. And then after a while, that just becomes like a fascination or a fantasy because, you know, when things like that get to that point and that level, you know, you got to understand, like you said, the first red flags, but sometimes we're so smitten like kittens, man, we can't see it, you know. And
yeah,
if
because
keep rolling,
the thing about it, we fall in love with potential. But potential is something that could be. Potential is not what is. When you're involved with a person, you have to look at them, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, for who they are in that moment. If nothing about this person changes, can I commit to this? And most often, the answer is no. But you commit to, you have 10 things that you're looking for in a person, and you see 2 things that are good, and you commit to those 2 things, hoping that the other 8 will come along, and before you know it, you end up heartbroken and disappointed in yourself because you feel like you settled. I could have did better. The moment things are over, it's like, I could have did better, or I wanted better the whole time. I gave you a chance when I knew you wasn't really what I wanted, and you have the nerve. So then it's not really the person. It's the fact that you went against yourself for love.
Right.
You went against yourself for potential.
Right. But at the same time, though, out of us talking right now, I didn't hear that word I was looking for. I forgot it myself. Only way that you can really think what you're looking for in somebody is if you set boundaries. And that's usually, that's when I can be sour grapes, because wasn't too many boundaries set when, you know, you just, you know, off in the air like you're walking on clouds. Because,
so,
you know.
But we go against our own boundaries. We have boundaries going in. From day one, we have boundaries. I don't do this. I don't do that. And then you run into that person, and then boom, it's you. And it's like, you know, I ain't never did this before. I can't believe I did that. That ain't even me. Because you tend to, it's something that you're missing. Like I said, it's you have 2 things. You're looking for 8. And then you get that one thing at the right moment, and now you're going against yourself. You crossed your own boundaries. You knew better. You knew it wasn't really what you wanted. But because this thing is something that you were missing, it creates loneliness. It creates a level of desperation because you've been missing it for so long that when it comes along, it's almost like a breath of fresh air. So it makes you overlook the things that are not coming with it. You're giving up the two things that you had in the beginning, and you're getting only one thing, and you still got other things that are missing.
True. But you know something? It's kind of crazy because have you ever thought that you might have been groomed for this? You know what I'm saying? The fake facade, the phoniness, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to be ridiculed. Groomed for this, you know. Let me put it to you like this. I don't hit the high note. I can't slam dunk, and I don't move down.
Right.
What the hell are you looking for me for? What are you seeing me?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Because
if not, you were groomed. You were groomed for this. It has not. It's no fault of yours. But you were groomed for this because you know what? It's a certain type of energy in the demonic spirit that can feel that vibe from you. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying. These are predators. These are people that are going to suck your life out you. And you're too naive to see it because, hey, I felt reinforced. I've never felt this way before. They let me believe that, hey, you know, I'm the greatest show on earth. So that goes into that as well. That's why, like I said, you know, the emphasis on boundaries in the beginning, that can probably try to sustain a lot of that future faking gaslighting and all that madness. Because, like I said, once you see when that person get irrational, have those crazy triggers, you know what?
Exactly.
Don't let it be prolonged. Don't let it be prolonged. I mean, hey, if a person tells you, it goes like this. A person that says they don't do, a person that says they do don't. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, my habit, because, like I said, I never had a lot of relationships, had a lot of women, because I talk a lot. But
mm-hmm.
the thing is this, because I ran women off in my life, because I always never forget nothing. I still remember 1971 in kindergarten. So when I come back to the point, didn't you say this? God damn it, did you say this? No, man, you said it as clear as day. I don't do drugs. I don't get high. Now, Houston, we have a problem. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that, like I said, ain't nothing wrong with trying to get out there and express yourself and try to have a good time and have fun. But at the same time, I'm serious. These demonic spirits and behaviors are over-dominating now because I'm so serious to a point that these people will cut you and laugh while you bleed, man and woman, straight up. So, you know, I mean, you got to live too, right? You got to be on this earth. You got to want some of the things that, hey, you feel that you paid your dues and worked hard and struggled for. Okay, you get it. We all get it. But at the same time, I lived in California, Oakland, California, 2 years, but I never wanted to dream it with people. You know, California dreaming on such a winter's day. You know, I never want to get in that position again because, for one, who needs to be trying to recover and heal and all that? So, you know, hey, I'm just on my toes and not my heels now. And hopefully I can dot the I's and cross the T's the right way. But I just want to be logical. Huh?
When relationship period, you have to be mindful. You have to know what it is that you want from the relationship as a whole. Whether you have to know what you want and you have to know who you want to be in any relationship. That's whether it's with your family members or it's with your mate. You have to know what you want, and you have to know who you want to be. And most often, we don't really know what we want right off. We have an idea, but we don't fully know what we want when we start dating. That's the reason why, you know, we tend to make different choices as we go along. The person you date at 15 is not the person you would date at 21. The person you would date at 21 is not the person you would date at 30, because you've learned different things about yourself and what you're looking for and don't want in a mate. So then you have to be mindful from the beginning about who you want to be. Because when you're aware, you may not know what it is that you're looking for in the relationship, but you know who you want to be. So if you don't want to be a liar, if you don't want to be a cheater, if you don't want to use and abuse people, that means that in these relationships, if that's what it's bringing out of you, that means that that's not the relationship for you. And you can weed things out like that before you even begin to know, hey, this is exactly what I want. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, and, you know, they clearly said, you know, younger people, older people, I don't really know what I want. You know, so then you're going by trial and error. Each relationship is going to teach you something different. So then you take the good and you decide you don't want the bad. It's like, you know what, this works in the relationship. This didn't work. So you're maturing, you're learning about yourself, you're learning about relationships, and you want to do better the next time. So many people get hurt, they take it personal, and they don't give themselves a chance to heal, because the one thing that they know when it comes to their mate is that they don't want to be alone. So then they go right to the next person that's showing them some attention to get over the last person, and they've never really healed. So now you got a person who's still hurt, doesn't fully know what it is that they're looking for, so therefore capable of hurting someone else.
True, but, you know, I always thought that it has to be, like in math, it has to be a common denominator. And that should be a goal and some type of virtue. Now, if you show it,
there'll be a common denominator. They will have something in common. They will have something in common from the beginning, whether it's intimacy, whether it's intellectually, they will have something in common. They'll be able to conversate with each other. It'll be something that they have in common, which is the reason why they're willing to give each other a chance. The reality is that if it starts off on the wrong foot, it's still doomed.
Well, that too, but like I said, you know, the thing is this. It ain't about no new supplement and grooming people for if this don't work and you got another option like your quarterback. At least that's how I feel. So the thing is this. Myself, personally, I feel like this. It ain't about building and growing and trying to, you know, meet, you know, the person that you want to be with where, hey, you know what, you both can reciprocate because I wasn't good in algebra, then cool. If not, it's just one-sided. I mean, we can put on a mask and play the game and, yeah, don't you like to run like that? Yeah, I do too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of hard. But at the same time, what we really need to do is that be a little bit more aware. Be on your toes and not your heels. Anywhere
of
flash,
course, awareness is key to happiness.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you can't let nothing or nobody disrupt that.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the basic thing that we have to do. But I have another caller. I want to thank you for calling in.
No problem. Okay.
All right. Thanks for your thoughts, because you know what? This is like my therapy, and it helped me to stop from making a hasty generalization or a bad inference about the whole scenario, because I see so many people, and I'll be wondering in the back of my mind, damn, I hope we don't think the same way. So, you know, that's it. So have a good evening. And
yes,
next week, come to talk anytime.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay. Hello, next caller. Next caller. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello. Next caller.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just sitting in, just listening to your podcast here.
Oh, okay, thanks. Is that time?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's
doing
good.
Good.
That's good. That's good. That's good, man.
It's about relationships.
Well, it's basically about demonic spirits that you see in people before you even get to a relationship, and then a lot of us like to play it off and overlook it. But in the end, when it becomes a dud, then I feel like I have myself to blame more than anybody for even getting wrapped up with these demonic people.
Right.
You know, guys
right.
or girls. Because, you know,
right.
I got a friend of mine who over damn near 50 years, and every time you see him, give me a cigarette. It's my birthday. Let's go get high, and let's go. Man, I ain't 19 no more. I don't do that. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And it's, they don't have no redeeming qualities or skills, but they're the first ones to tell you, oh, yeah, man, I'll come back to your crib and fix your sink for about $150. What the? You know what I'm saying? You
yeah.
know, I don't know. Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's drug abuse or whatever that stuff is to make you act like that, but whatever it is, it ain't becoming. Not for me, because if I want to get faked and manipulated and lied to and all that BS, man, I know who to hang out with. You know, but we'll just cut you short by the knees and don't have anything to do with you. Because, like I said, as long as you live, and if you get that thick for me, and I say it again, I sell nachos on the back porch and collect cans if you're worried about money. But the thing is, it's just the time and the energy. Because I don't like to be in the presence and the company of somebody knowing that they got demonic behavior and get exhausted after I leave. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like, what are you hanging around you for? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, even before you get into a relationship with people, once you see those things, that should tell you to keep them on the back burner, because the longer that you be with them, it's like sitting a battery out of a car on the ground to go suck yourselves and your life away. You know?
Right.
And then in the end, you're looking crazy. You're looking like, damn, how did I let that happen? Because they're going to come and go. You know, they're going to be a straight-up passive fan. So, you know, damn it like what they say, what was that? Punkin' New Wave was when we were growing up. But eventually,
right.
you can never get over yourself for being that gullible, like I told the last caller. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
So that'll come back to bite you and hit you in your ass later. You know what I'm saying? That's
talk
why it's crazy.
The long relationship.
Yeah, man. I mean, you think God made people like that? I would hope he did, you know, because myself, I'm saying to myself personally that, hey, man, y'all are more in the forefront, because remember, those people are made, they're not born. We all start out on a level playing field from birth, you know what I'm saying? So if you choose the latter, the other way, then I don't want to be associated or be around you, because, hey, man, that's what it's crazy. It's crazy. Because I never predicated on my life in that type of madness. And it's uncomfortable for me. Now, you can go off the line, feature fake, and still use that 80s love cry. That's good game. If you want. But as far as I remember, school was dismissed for me a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't want to use those words to try to keep holding my hat on. Because you start saying that stuff, you start believing, and you start living that way. You know?
That's right.
That's what it is. So, you know, I'm just saying, try to be aware, to be wise. avoid these people at all costs, because, hey, man, they will literally suck the life out of you if you let them. For real.
That's true.
Yeah. They will sit up here, man, and be so condescending and patronizing, but every tool and weapon is used to manipulate and work against you. It's not to help you. They're not there to help you. It's see what I can get out of you. Straight up. And they're the first ones that don't take no accountability for nothing, have no empathy. Yeah, it could be y'all getting ready to street fight. You're the first one in the world. And then say, man, what happened, man? What happened? Mm-hmm. Once you get back to class Monday, after going to a house party Friday night. You know? So, I'm a little bit too old for that now. Because I don't know about them. I know the sand out my hourglass is slowly slipping away. So, you know, hey, I just want to be around the right surrounding, because I've always felt that if I spent 70% of my life in poverty, all these other things, hey, man, I don't deserve that. It's time to get around something positive and conducive, not only for my sanity, but, you know, for my health as well, because it's like you slowly and quicksand messing with them people. Straight up. So I'm just going to just take it easy and just go about it the right way. Just take the bow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't do this with you because your stuff is to the soul. It ain't on the surface. It's in your substance. It's in your DNA. Mm-hmm. And they're not happy until you don't succeed. I ain't never seen that. I swear I didn't, man. How can another human being literally go out their way to try to make you fail?
Right.
You know, I don't understand that. I never did, you know, because there should have been something more to that, even if we just cooked up and made acquaintances. We ain't got to necessarily go to bed all the time, but if we just made acquaintances as friendships, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. I know I'm saying the topic of tonight was demonic behavior, but I did a show on narcissism, and it goes right hand in hand, because when I look at it, it's like, it's the same thing of a narcissist, you know. Their whole mission is to seek and destroy you, man. You know, because you're something that they wish they could have been. For real. And since you're not, and they know that you have a light and you can break free at any given moment, they got to take, they can't give. You know, so when that person always got a dark scowl or their eyes get dark, or they could never be happy, and they always talking negative. Hey, the sun is shining so good today. What makes the sun shine so good? Who said it is? I don't know nothing about no sun. I don't know nothing about it.
Right.
Run to the hills. Run to the hills. You know what I'm saying? Or you might slip on the ice in the wintertime, and they just busting up laughing so much, and just cracking their ribs. Their ribs just tickling. You know what I'm saying? Run for the hills.
Right.
Run for the hills. Because you're not wired right. I could never gloat on nobody when they have a hurting or they having a downfall. You know?
Right. Yeah.
That's for real, man. You know, it's like when I see it, go ahead.
No, I said I agree with you. Those are the types of people that'll kick you when you're down.
Yeah.
Kick you down. Better lifting your spirits up to kick you while you're down and keep you down.
Yeah, because now they got this grandiose thing about them so much that you were beneath them in the beginning anyway. They like to gloat on that. Like my situation. My truck is down. I have to catch the bus to work. But you know what? For the people that got these demonic spirits, they go back and have a ticker tape parade. You know he ain't driving no more. Ooh, Right on, right on. Ding dong, the witch is dead. You know what? I just got one thing to say to them. I will want to say it on this air, but I can't say what I really want to say. But, you know, I leave it to them, and I just say, hey, I hope you laugh and you get fat. I hope your ribs bust. For real.
Well, you don't want to flip the script and turn into that person. You don't want to be just like them.
Well, I know. That's why, like I said, the best thing I can do is do like the Cheshire Cat, leave with a smile. And the
because
best way
the
I
universe,
ever you.
The universe is a universe. What you put into the universe is going to come back to you. What you put in is what you get out. And it's going to come back around sooner or later. It's always going to come back sooner or later. You don't know when. You don't know how.
Right.
Or where, but it's going to come back. So don't ever think when you kicking somebody when they down, it's not going to come back to you.
Well, here's the thing.
Sooner or later,
it's
going to come back to you.
I believe that too, because like I said, there's two people in this world that I love. That's God and John Lennon. And like John Lennon said, it's the karma will get you. You know, I mean, that was one of my heroes. Great man, but shot him in the back in front of his family. You know, being an atheist, but he was prophetic in that song. And the thing is this, for me, I can't speak for everybody else, is that when I try to get away and those red flags jump up, I try to be a track star like Jesse Owens because you know their demeanor. You know,
right.
And once you know their demeanor, it's half the battle. Because they show you in the demonic behaviors, always negative, jealous, always mad. They'll never forget nothing, hold grudges. You know what I'm saying? Especially when things happen to them, man, they never let it go. They will plot forever to just get you back because you kicked my dog, I'm going to choke your cat.
Right.
Really, in a way, the dynamic is like you're still dealing with an adolescent child. That's what shows that it's demonic. Because the devil can only work upon the weak and that's gullible as a child. Because a lot of people
at that point, you're supposed to run for the hills, like you said. Run for the hills.
Yeah.
You know it's not gonna work out. Because you're not yoked properly. So you know there's a lot of negative energy in that relationship. So you got to run for the hill, just like you said.
Right. Because, like I said, if you keep prolonging it, you're prolonging the agony. And they're going to suck the life out you. And they're going to be looking at everything. Because remember, man, I don't think God could do human beings to wake up every morning bitter and angry. And when they look at that mirror at themselves, it's no reflection. The sun could be beaming at 1,000 degrees, but, you know, your soul don't reflect no shadow. It doesn't. You know, and that's what I can't get over because, you know, my human being decency level want to feel sympathetic for them because they're going to walk through life without being loved or even being happy. But at the same time, being just a human being on the earth, I need to stay away because you'll put me in that same bag.
That's right.
What I'm saying? So it's just that, like I said, the signs and the red flags is very important to observe because if you don't observe them, you'll find yourself in quicksand and you can't get out. Straight up. For real.
Yeah.
And then they can walk away feeling gratified and happy that I broke him.
Right.
You broke who?
That's right.
Leave you high and dry, you know. But like I said, keep effing with me, you're going to get a demonic narcissistic injury. Because I'll play you in the end. Don't think you're getting away. Because when I do it to you, you're going to be hurt for several times. And then you got a grandstand and make it look like I'm the greatest show on earth. But deep down inside, your freedom disguises itself with pain.
Right.
You know, Your happiness has some pain. So you really think you're happy, but you're just suffering in pain, you know, because just like your union president, same thing with him. You know what I'm saying? You know, I tell him in his face. When I tell him, I can tell him more than once because I'm wrong. It's just the fact that, you know, I know that's what he wants and that's how he wants to be treated, but now I don't say nothing to him. And I ask him not to say nothing to me because I know who you play for and I know where you're at. So, yes, leave alone. When you're sitting down, if I'm sitting down and you come walk near me, I get up and walk away. Because that's the best way. No contact. No contact. Let them know you don't care about them. No contact. They don't even exist. Don't even look at them. You know?
Kind of a freight train, like you said the other day.
Look, you find yourself putting yourself in front of the train for these people, and I'm going to tell you something. They think they're entitled. He's supposed to do this. You know, I'm not supposed to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Don't manipulate and feed off of me like a parasite because
right.
I'm an empath. You know what I'm saying? And you figure, oh, I ain't going to never find nobody this stupid and dumb. No, it's not that. That's just how I was raised. What about you? Right. That's why it shows. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't have no problems with that. You know, I take a page out of Deion Sanders' notebook, and he was right. Like he said, you can't break me. You might have mistaken me because you didn't make me.
Right.
Straight up. That's
right.
For real. What hurts you the most is when I succeed and be happy. I mean, genuinely happy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I don't have to cosmetize things by buying stuff to say, oh, I'm doing good. Or I'm concerned about how people perceive me, stuff like that. Because I'm not a child. I don't have to worry about that. This ain't fifth grade or how you look or none of that. Hey, man, I've been the same loudmouth SOB since 1971. I don't apologize for it. That's who I am. That's my origin, my DNA. So you know what? The thing is, don't look for me to just be so hully-gully or so submissive, because if you're wrong, I'm going to let you know, and I want you to do the same thing for me. Because I'm my own favorite cheerleader, like I'm my own worst critic. You don't have to get it from nobody else. But don't future fake.
Don't manipulate. Don't lie. Don't feed off.
Because I ain't got nothing. Hell, I got.
What I got. You know what I'm saying? For real. And don't cut me and laugh while I'm bleeding.
Right.
Right.
So that's all I'm doing. I'm just trying to get myself and everybody else a heads up about what we're dealing with here. Because they all came out to the forefront. People want to be on social media? No. It's about that time of the 7 years of darkness. Don't be surprised because, like they say, it's nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm saying? So when you see these demonic behaviors, I'm serious. I am serious because you know what? It ain't nothing nice, man. They're trying to destroy your name and everything. Mm-mm.
That's true.
If they get your name, they got you. See what I'm saying? I've been through that situation. Well, it's all a smear campaign of lies.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get a judge, I'm a. But didn't you say,
right.
Basically that's what I'm saying. Because I didn't get mad for CNN. You know what I'm saying? On network news. I'm letting you know because I lived it. And hey, that's what it's all about. You know? And that's for real.
To all these lies and things about me, I just keep rising to the top.
Of course. That's the motivation.
It doesn't affect you, but it does at some point. But you got to know how to work around that and keep rising to the top. That's what I always say.
Well, of course, because you know,
if there's a sky, you always can rise above.
Right. Because dogs get angry. I mean, dogs get mad. I try to get angry and do something about it. Because, you know, I ain't young no more. I ain't got no time to get mad. To really hold on to stuff. I just get angry and try to move up. You know what I'm saying? And at this old age that I'm at now, I try for things to just sting and not hurt. You know, like a bee sting you pull out and then just wipe it off and move on. Because if not, man, please, then how you dive yourself
and it will start to fester if you don't inside of you. That's how you end up holding a grudge and things. It can literally kill you. So you just got to try to get past it. Move on.
Yes,
you have two choices. Either run for the hills or rise above it.
That's it. Because I tell you something. This toxicity is like being in a prison without a warden.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
It'll be chaos.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Chaos. But believe me, it's all hinged upon on behaviors and spirits. The behavior is to decide whether or not you want to go back here because, you know, everybody, like I said earlier, a person would rather be promiscuous than intimate. So you need to watch that because don't you ever go to bed with nobody and then they get up before the get down, get on. First thing they say, let me do my job like they're doing you a favor. Well, last time I remember when a female told me let me do my job, she was either a whore or a crack whore. So, you know, that's very unbecoming out your mouth because I always thought that you do this because you're expressing yourself and this is how you feel about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I hold that in the back of my mind every time that I look at that person. You know? For real. And that's why, hey, like I said, the wires are crossed. Certain people ain't wired right.
That's
right. You know, so that's why we just move on. We just move on. You look at me. I look at you. You look at me. I don't look at you. Straight up. Shit, you like that old movie, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Don't show no emotion. Because if you show emotion, the pod people going to get you and make you one of them.
Yeah.
So that's basically it. Well, hey, I'm glad you called. I appreciate rapping with you because it gave me a better light and a better listening. Huh?
No problem. I'm going to tune in whenever I can. I'll be there.
Okay. Cool. I'll just send you a text and let you know when the show is on. You know, because like I said, this is my therapy. I don't want to get paid for this stuff because I want to have a sane, conscious, normal head when I do this show so I won't be going around here like I want to get on top of a school roof with a high-powered rifle and just shoot everybody that's coming all around. You know what I'm saying? For
real.
Right. Or I can see myself with a nervous breakdown.
Right.
Straight up. Well, man.
You have to do what works for you.
Well, that's what I do. That's why I enjoy doing it, man. Because I make this to, like, damn it, like my home, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It is,
because I feel a lot of peace and release and freedom when I'm doing this, because I like to reach out and touch people that can give me some insight back instead of a three-foot answer. Maybe, probably, I might, perhaps. What? I'm talking to you. You know?
Right.
Yeah, because you think, man, I'm telling you, with all these demonic tendencies and people around here and different people that ain't concerned. It's all about me-ism. Hey, man, I just everyday people, man. That's all I am. I just try to hook up, relate, and see things from a different perspective and a point of view.
That's right.
That's it. So I'm finna sign off. And to you and your family, have a safe one and enjoy. May God bless everybody.
You too. Have a good
evening.
Okay.
You too as well. And thanks for calling.
Very welcome. I'm out.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.